Born on this day in 1957, Laura Branigan and Gloria, which just had a little renaissance as the rally song for the St. Louis Blues on their way to the Stanley Cup Championship. Gloria and also Self Control, a number four hit in 1984. Laura Branigan died of a brain aneurysm in August of 2004, but was born on this day back in 1957. We hear Gloria from Laura Branigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Wednesday, July 3rd. Thanks for being with us. Talk with Nicole Neely soon about a Supreme Court case on speech and also campus speech codes around the country. A death yesterday, Lee Iacocca. And if you're a younger listener and weren't around or really cognizant of what was happening in the 1980s, the name Lee Iacocca might not mean a ton to you, but you have to trust me and others. He was a mighty big deal in the public conscience, always an extremely big deal in the world of cars, but crossed over because of his books and because of his business acumen and because of his being a pitchman for Chrysler products. We'll hear about that. We'll hear a commercial in just a moment. Lee Iacocca passed away at the age of 94 yesterday. Fiat Chrysler confirming his death. Company is saddened by the news of Lee Iacocca's passing. Played a historic role in steering Chrysler through crisis and making it a true competitive force. Before arriving at Chrysler, he was a Ford guy for a long, long time, but a trained engineer, knack for marketing and feeling the pulse of what the market would want before consumers knew themselves. This story from the Detroit News. He led development of the Ford Mustang while at Ford, which is still around. At Chrysler, he oversaw the development of the minivan, a product that still lives on today in the Pacifica. Iacocca, a star salesman, too, for cars and for himself. His autobiography was by far the best-selling hardcover nonfiction book of 1984 and 1985, and has led an effort appointed by President Reagan and led the effort to raise more than $700 million to restore the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. 36, named GM, named general manager, watch the language, I guess, general manager of Ford in 1960. Helped develop the Mustang during that time. Went over to Chrysler just as Chrysler's fortunes were falling. 14 years at Chrysler. Developed the K series there, the Plymouth Reliant models, the first U.S.-produced minivan. Led a cost-cutting campaign, secured a loan from the Carter administration for $1.5 billion to help to keep the company afloat, paid it back 7 years earlier than required in 1983. His trademark line in advertising, if you can find a better car, buy it. And as I mentioned, Lee Iacocca was the pitchman for Chrysler products through the years, through a number of years. We'll hear a couple of those spots this morning. This first one, if I recall, is from 1981. So this would have been just after the government loan guarantee in the end of 1979, as Chrysler was trying to convince U.S. car buyers to come back and give Chrysler products a try. Lee Iacocca selling it to you.
It's no secret a lot of people believe American cars aren't built as well as Japanese or European cars. Well, I'd like to take you through this factory to show you the spirit of our workers, the level of our technology, the quality of our cars. Then no one can say our cars don't stack up. We can't take all of you through this plant, but we can give you $50 to test drive and compare our cars to qualifying competitive cars, and we'll pay you no matter whose car you buy. We're not foolish, we're confident.
The new Chrysler Corporation.
There you are. Iacocca helped leading Chrysler out of troubles then. I was not around with the company during the bailouts in 2008, of course, but said he was saddened that the company had to do that again. Iacocca stepped down from Chrysler in January of 1993. His successor would lead Chrysler into its sale to Daimler in 1998. Iacocca opposed the merger, said supporting Robert Eaton, his successor, was, quote, one of the biggest mistakes I made in my life. He would be around as a pitchman again in, I think, the early 2000s. I think it was Snoop Dogg and some others were doing some Chrysler advertising, and Iacocca came back. I think he even said that signature line, if you can find a better car, buy it. He donated all the money he received from doing advertising that time around for Chrysler. But truly an innovator in Detroit and in the world of automobiles with two companies, with Ford and also with Chrysler specifically. Lee Iacocca, dead at the age of 94 years old. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. And remember, there are great training programs available too. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. Also, follow the show on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show. Find me there, too, at Scott Bertram, S-C-R... Am I going to misspell my own name? S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Cars, take this out. On the Steve Gruber Show.